Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
Hello.
Hi.
I am with Tina. And got some cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about executive assistants, but it's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
What Tina does is really impressive, is that she has taken on a role as a strategic executive assistant or project manager. Mm-hmm. And it's quite different because with an executive assistant, a true executive assistant, those are probably shorter things that are happening, projects during the day. I'm handling some travel, handling some email, returning some phone calls, setting up meetings and things like that. But a strategic or a project manager executive assistant is different. What does that look like?
The role itself or how it differs from...
Really the role itself. What is your... Give an example of some things you do under that name.
So my job is to coordinate and plan strategically and collaborate with JW and other key stakeholders to bring to life certain projects that really tie in with JW's vision and the overall vision of the company. So if we're doing something like an event, we also have to think about what image it puts out, and maybe that's where it interacts with the brand strategist. And so that's really my job. So a lot of planning, coordinating, a lot of research, data analysis, and putting it down on paper, the nitty-gritties of what brings to life the big vision, big picture.
Yeah, I can give you an example. The AmCham Zimbabwe is new, mm-hmm. right? And I was all of a sudden thrust into the chairman role of the AmCham Zimbabwe, which was a little overwhelming, but I thought, oh, I need to know a little bit more about what is an AmCham? What do they do? What is the role? How many are there? Because I felt like I needed to know that, and I turned to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, tell me about AmChams. And so she went and strategically and spent some time.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like it was done in 30 minutes.
No.
Spent a lot of time and had that. And I was able to brief that in a very concise manner, literally in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And better understand it. So that was a good use of my time, leveraging her time so that we could collaborate and come together. So projects take a lot of your time. And for most of my career, I did all my projects myself. And then I started putting those projects and those different areas that required research, started giving those to Clara, my executive assistant. And then I found that she was running out of time because these projects take a long time, right?
Yeah.
So being able to leverage that in a different way, in a different format, has been really great for me. And I think you enjoy that stuff, right?
I do. It's like chasing a high the entire time. And then when you see all the moving parts come together, you're like, yes, we did it.
Yeah. And a lot of these projects, as I think through them, I get these ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm real bad about getting a lot of ideas.
At random times
of the day, and I'm like, if I don't WhatsApp that or email that now, I'm going to forget mm-hmm. it, and then I'm going to say, I had a bright idea. Mm-hmm. But if you think you have a good idea, it may not be. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of bad ideas too, right? It just mm-hmm. sounds like a good idea. But when you have somebody who can research that,
mm-hmm.
gather a little bit of data, help to understand what it takes to do that and the time commitments that are there, somebody like yourself can spend the time and really help you make a more qualified decision as well.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So if you dismiss the idea as it comes, you'll never know what it could have been, and it could have been something amazing. So I would then go in, look at the research, see, can we do this, can we not do this? And then we can at least say, we gave it a decent shot, we did the research, and we found it was feasible or not feasible.
Well, in financial obligations, right? You could have this idea that you think is just going to change the world, right? And you put it down on paper and you say, let's run with it. And you look up and say, that's going to cost how much? And you realize that even the cost benefit to the project that you did was not worth the cost that was invested. So someone like yourself can research that, get some cost,
mm-hmm.
and say, here's what this is going to cost. And then you can quickly say, oh, whoa, I didn't know it was going to cost that much. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Or, wow, look at the benefit of this as well. I could use another example. We needed to go to Zambia on short notice, mm-hmm. and look at some commercial properties about a smaller center there for ZimWorks. And I really didn't have time. We were only going to go for the day. Mm-hmm. And I had some commitments in the afternoon. And I said, Tina, we have the morning. That's all. We have the morning to look at properties. And I remember you came back and said, I found 10, I think. Mm-hmm. And I said, I ain't got time for 10. Mm-hmm. I got about 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And you did what?
You said to me, you want a modern high-end building. I said, say less. I found you some options. Got in touch with some realtors, got some people here on the ground here, some good realtors, put us in touch with their Zambia office, and I gave them the breakdown. I said, this is what I need. Give me your best options. They sent me about 5 to 10 each, narrowed them down, and I said, here's 4. Go and see those.
Yeah, it was great because we didn't go look at any duds either. Mm. We actually looked at 4 really good buildings. We were able to narrow that down to 2 that stood out, and now we're in the process of making that decision. But you can see that would have taken me a lot of time that I didn't have, or it would have disrupted Clara as an executive assistant into doing that. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about the role of a project manager. Some of them are long too, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big initiative that we started on a couple of weeks ago. How long is that one going to take?
Oh, about the next 4 or 5 months maybe.
Yeah, to kick off.
Yeah, just to get started.
And then it may have another year of development and taking it to the next level. And those are things that I know she's quite capable of and can stay focused on and see them through until fruition and know that it's been done. Well, Tina, it's great to have you.
Thank you, JW. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so if you're struggling with a lot of small projects, you know, it could be a day long, could be a week long, could be a year long project.
Get you one of me.
Get you one of her. But FYI, she's not available. She's not available. We're not going to make her available. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're excited about the future.
Woo.